For those that don't know, Tam O'Shanter's a bit of a tale, a tall tale. It's about a chap who goes to work, maybe spends a wee bit too much time in the pub afterwards, and then realises that he's got to get home and tell his wife and explain where he's been. In a true Scottish fashion, he makes up a tale. Unfortunately, when he gets outside the pub, his horse Meg has had her tail cut off. So that's something else that's got to be explained away when he gets home to the wife. So he thinks up about witches and how they're dancing around in their shirt or their sack. So when I start coming out with all these words, hopefully you'll understand exactly where I'm going. And I'll give you a little basis of where Tam O'Shanter came from and where he's going. Tam O'Shanter, a tale. When Chapman Billies leave the street, and drithy neighbours neighbours meet, when market days are wearin' late and folk begin to tack the gate, while we sit boozin' at the nappy and gettin' foo and unca happy, we think no on the lang Scots miles, the mosses, waters, slaps and stiles that lie between us and our hame, where sits our sulky sullen dame, gatherin' her brows like gatherin' storm, nursin' her wrath to keep it warm. This truth, Fundonis, Tam O'Shanter, as he frae airy Nick did canter, all there, when there a town surf passes, for honest men and bonny lasses. Ah, Tam, hadst thou but been so wise, as ta'en thine ain wife Kate's advice, she told the wheel there was a skellum, a blethern bluster and drunken blellum, that frae November to October, a market day there was the sober, that ilka melder with a miller thou sat as long as thou had siller, that every nag was carried a shoe on, the smith and thee got roaring foo on, that at the Lord's house, even on Sunday, thou drank with Captain Jean till Monday. She prophesied that late or soon thou would be found deep drooned in doon, or catched by warlocks in the murk by Alloway's old haunted kirk. Ah, gentle dames, it gars me greet to think how many counsels sweet, how many lengthened sage advices the husband for the wife despises. But to our tale. A market night, Tam had got planted un go right, fast by an ingle, bleezing finely, with reaming swats that drank divinely. And at his elbow, suitor Johnny, his ancient, trusty, druthy crony. Tam lowed him like a very brother, they had been foo for weeks together. The night drove on with sangs and clatter, and aye the ale was getting better. The landlady and Tam grew gracious with favours secret, sweet and precious. The suitor told his queery stories, the landlord's laugh was ready chorus. The storm we thought might rear and rustle, Tam didn't mind the storm a whistle. Care, mad to see a man so happy, e'en drooned himself among the nappy. As bees flee hame with lades of treasure, the minutes winged their way with pleasure. Kings may be blessed, but Tam was glorious, or all the ills of life victorious. But pleasures are like poppies spread. You seize the flower, its bloom is shed. Or like the snow falls in the river, a moment white then melts forever. Or like the borealis race that flit here, you can point their place. Or like the rainbow's lovely form, a vanishing amid the storm. Nay man can tether time nor tide. The hour approaches Tam on ride, that hour o' night's black arch the key stain, that dreary hour Tam mounts his beast in, and sick a night he tacks the road in, as ne'er poor sinner was abroad in. The wind blew as twid blown its last, the rattling showers rose on the blast, the speedy gleams the darkness swallowed, loud deep and lang the thunder bellowed, that night a child might understand, the deal had business on his hand. Wheel mounted on his grey mare Meg, a better never lifted leg, Tam skelped on through dub and mire, despising wind and rain and fire, whilst holding fast his good blue bonnet, whilst crooning o'er some old Scots sonnet, whilst glowering round with prudent cares, lest bogles catch him unawares. Kirkalloway was drawing nigh, where geese and hoolets nightly cry. By this time he was crossed the ford, where in the snow the chapman spored, and past the birks and meekle chain, where drunken Charlie Bracknet bane, and through the winds and by the cairn, where Hunt had spun the murdered bairn, and near the thorn aboon the well, where Mungo's mither hanged herself, before him Doon pours all his floods, The Dublin storms rose through the woods, the lightnings flashed from fall to fall, near and more near the thunders roll, when glimmering through the groaning trees, Kirkcaldy seemed in a blaze, through Ilka bore the beams were glancing, and loud resounding mirth and dancing. Inspiring bold John Barleycorn, what dangers thou canst make us scorn. With Tippany we fear nae evil, with Usquebaugh we'll face the devil. The swat sae reamed in Tammy's noddle, fair play he car, nae deals a boddle. But Maggie stood right sair astonished, till by the heel and hand admonished, she ventured forward on the light. And wow, Tam saw an unca sight, warlocks and witches in a dance. Nay, cottle yin bright youth of France, but hornpipes, jigs, struts, spays and reels, put life and metal in their heels. A Winnick bunker in the east, there sat old Nick in shape of beast, a towsy type, black, grim and large, to gie them music was his charge. He screwed the pipes and gart them skirl, till roof and rafters aw did dirl. And coffins stood round like open presses, that shod the dead in their last dresses, and by some divrish cantrip slight, each in its cold hand held a light, by which heroic Tam was able to note upon the haly table a murderer's banes and gibbet airns, twa span lang wee unchristened bairns, a thief new cutted for a rape, wi's last gasp, wi's gabded gape, five tommyhawks wi' murder crusted, five scimitars wi' blood red rusted, a garter which a babe had strangled, a knife a feather's throat had mangled, whom his ain son, a life bereft, the grey hairs yet stacked to the heft, with mere a horrible and awful, which even to name would be unlawful. As Tammy glowered, amazed and curious, the mirth and fun grew fast and furious, the piper loud and louder blew, the dancers quick and quicker flew, they reeled, they set, they crossed, they cleek it, till Ilka, Carlin, swat and reek it, and Custer duddies to the wark, and linked at it in her sack. Now Tam, oh Tam, had they been queens, all plump and strapping in their teens, their sacks instead of creasy linen, being snow-white 1700 linen, their breeks of mine, my only pair, that yince were plush a good blue hair, I would have given them off my hurdies for a blink of the bonny birdies. But withered beldams, old and droll, rigged woody hags would spin a foe, louping and flinging on a crummocks, I wonder didn't they turn the stomach. But Tam came what was what for Brawley. There was a winsome wench in Wally that night enlisted in the corps, long after Kend on Carrickshaw, for many a beast to deed she shot, and perished many a bonny boat, and shook baith meikle corn and beer, and held the countryside in fear. Her cutty sark, a paisley harn, that while a lassie she had worn, in longitude, though sorely scanty, it was her best, and she was vaunty. Now, little Kend, thy reverend granny, that sark, wee nanny, wi' twa pun Scots, 'twas our riches, would ever grace a dance of witches. But hear my muse, ringman cower, sick flights are far beyond her power, to sing how nanny laughing flang, a supple jade she was, and strang, and how Tam stood like him bewitched, and thought his very Eden enriched. Even Satan glowered and fidged fu fain, and hocht and blew wi' micht and main, till first a caper sign another, Tam tint his reason altogether, and roars out, "Weel done, cutty sack!" And in an instant, all was dark. And scarcely had he Maggie rallied, when out the hellish legion sallied, as bees bezoot with angry fight, when plundering herds assail their bite, as open pussies mortal foes, when pop she starts before their nose, as eager runs the market crowd, when catch the thief resounds aloud. So Maggie runs, the witches follow, with many an eldred screech and hollow. Ah, Tam, aye, Tam, they'll get thy fairn, and hell they'll roast thee like a hern. In vain thy Kate awaits thy coming, Kate soon will be a woe for women. Now do thy speedy utmost, Meg, to win the keystain o' the brig. There at them thou thy tail may toss, a running stream they dare nae cross. But ere the keystain she could make, the faint a tail she had to shake, for Nanny, far before the rest, hard upon noble Maggie pressed, and flew at Tam with furious ettle. But little wished she Maggie's mettle, a spring brought off her master hail, but left behind a rain grey tail. The carlin clottered by the rump, and left poor Maggie scarce a stump. Now, for this tale of truth shall read, ilk man and mother's son, tak heed. Whene'er to drink you are inclined, or cutty sacks run in your mind, think you may buy the joys o'er dear. Remember, Tam O'Shanter's mare, Slange.